And I'm 31 to go to Prattville. All right. And 84 says the sun is shining in Pentlala.
Yay.
And it never rains in California, by the way. As Albert Hammond, Albert Hammond told us in 1972. And I'm waiting for Jones Brothers to call. I'm like developing a state of apoplexy here. All right, fake news. Mark Dice with an expose coming up in the next hour. And a fresh edition of Fox is a minute away.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play. And they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club. So you can play worry-free and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
This portion of summer is brought to you by gnats. You know, those little things that kind of float around you while you're at the park or riding your bike or walking the dog. And they don't bite like a mosquito and they're not as big as a fly, but flies are obnoxious and so are mosquitoes. But I'm talking about gnats. You know, there's like a swarm of them and you start swatting the air around you, but you're the only one who can see them and everyone else looks at you like you're doing some sort of high-speed Tai Chi or crazy crack ninja. And there's really nothing you can do but keep walking. And you hope that they don't fly in your pie hole or up your nose. Gnats. Because birds and bats need food, too.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 4 o'clock.
Stand by for you.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. He tried unsuccessfully to buy a gun here. Authorities say Amor Fatoui, a Canadian man originally from Tunisia, did buy the knife he allegedly used to stab a police officer at the Flint, Michigan airport yesterday morning.
We continue to have no information to suggest Fatoui's attack on Lieutenant Neville was part of a wider plot, nor do we have any indication that he was aided in this incident or had associates.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Dave Jellius. A 10-year-old boy swept away by storm surge. Remnants of Tropical Storm Cindy pose a risk of flash flooding. Fox's Steve Harrigan.
In Gulfport, Mississippi, where things have been getting steadily worse throughout the day as the rain has come heavily at times on and off, about 4 feet deep here. A pretty good current, a few small snakes.
An apparent tornado touching down near Birmingham, Alabama. The Dow down 12 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If you're drowning in credit card debt or owe tens of thousands of dollars in taxes to the IRS, you can contact services that will practically wipe out your debt with the credit card companies and the IRS. Or you can stop buying so much crap that you don't need and actually pay off your creditors and the government like other full-grown responsible adults. That's right. Our plan for eliminating your credit card and tax debt is simple. Stop blowing tens of thousands of dollars on luxury products and impulse buys like the new iPhone or 4K Ultra HD big screen TVs that you put on your five nearly maxed out credit cards. Stop buying expensive clothes and taking exotic vacations that you simply cannot afford. Stop going out to eat at fine restaurants every weekend and cook yourself a hamburger and baked beans at home, you moron. And for the love of God, stop having so many freaking kids. Seriously, just stop. In short, grow up and stop looking for a bailout like this freeloading jerk.
A $90,000 debt settled for $45,000, to me, that's a no-brainer.
This message brought to you by people who aren't weaselly deadbeats.
It's 4:05 on News Talk 93.1. If I want to take a moment here to extend condolences to two of my bestest friends. That's Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Normally our Thursday afternoon sidekick here, and his wife Lynn, who is truly one of the nicest and most fun people I'm blessed to have in my life, on the loss of her sister. This is the second sibling that she has lost in a very short period of time. And, you know, these kinds of things happen. I'm sitting here sweating, you know, a leaking roof. These are the reminders that there are always people with bigger challenges to face. And I'm just so sorry that two people I really love are going through yet another difficult time. So please keep them in your thoughts, because they truly are among the best people human beings that I know. And I'm feeling bad about that today. That's why Terry is not here. However, I did get a note from him, and he expects to be here to do Clearing the Air Saturday night. They're traveling back from the Carolina area. So there is that. Our weather, of course, remains a concern, although 84 just texted, said the sun is out in Pentlala. It's calmed down considerably here. About 40 minutes ago, it was wild. We've got about 2.5 inches of rain at Greg Acres this afternoon with the forecast. Let's go to Mr. Thomas.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas weather.
Hi, everybody. Tornado watch continues into the early evening hours. Flash flood watch is also in effect. Showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy downpours through the evening hours and tonight. Some of the storms could produce a brief spin-up tornado or two. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to the low 70s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again, but not quite as numerous. High temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90. Then on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms become likely again, especially by the afternoon and evening hours, high around 86. Download our free weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has push notifications for watches and warnings, the latest radar, future radar, and hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
Want to take a moment to talk about our good friend Tip Thames and the team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Notice that the group has shrunk. This is the category that I tell you about, our cars that are available under $10,000. And I'm glad to see that people are going in and buying. This is the perfect place to shop, especially if you have a new driver, you need a second vehicle for the family, or you're getting ready to send somebody off to school.
Well, and every time we do this and I say that I like one of the cars under 10 grand here on Jack Ingram, somebody buys it. So maybe I should keep my mouth shut, but I'm not going to. I can't help it.
This is true. You know, there have been several that you really seem to develop a lust for that ended up disappearing. Maybe it's the Joey factor. But here's what the point I want to make is that David Ingram would rather have zero cars in this category than one that is not going to live up to the standards that they set. So the number of available vehicles varies with what they take in and trade, and very few survive the rigors of the trade-in inspection to go on the lot for resale. Very few. This is why I say this group here, these cars have three things in common. Gleaming bodies you'll be proud to be seen in, interiors that were well-maintained, look great, and engines that are ready to deliver dependable driving miles. The Ingram team of mechanics goes through these top to bottom, stem to stern, and they will not sign off unless they're very confident that this car is ready to be reliable. All those things considered, with choices ranging from Joan Jetta. We've got a personal thing for Joan. At $6,300 to a Hyundai Azera Sports Edition at $7,400, and a Nissan, a couple of Chevys, oh, and a Nissan Rogue, too. So that may not be as wide a selection, but what you know going in is that these are cars that are ready. You know, you can always, if you like to gamble, you can always take somebody's word for it. The Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, their reputation is staked on the dependability of these vehicles. Now, if you want to look a little higher, you can easily get led into temptation by Tip Thames and his team. Have a great selection and a wide variety of models and types and styles. And I wouldn't ask you to spend money where we didn't. When we needed a car for my wife's son, that's where we went. And we wound up with two because they had a Nissan Juke that Mrs. Ritterbuttle. So that was done. And we got a great deal on both. Great deal on both. Very happy to have made those decisions. Actually, they were kind of made for me, but in a nice way. So stop by and see Tip and the team at 235 Eastern Boulevard or shop online at Jack Ingram, SignatureUseCars.com. At 411, let's go back to the traffic dungeon, and it's getting worse by the minute in terms of after-the-rain consequences.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. More updates on this weather situation and this trouble that it's causing out there. Highway 31 coming into Prattville. There's trees down across power lines, and they're all laying down in the road. You can't get by there, so you might want to try to avoid that area. Again, that's Highway 31 northbound coming into Prattville. Trees and power lines down. That goes along with some other stuff that we've been talking about this afternoon in Elmore County. Trees down at Pecan Road at Cassata Road. Also in Prattville, tree down on power lines at County Road 40, Highway 31. That's the one we just told you about. Also a tree down on Highway 31 at Candlestick Road in the northbound lane. There's a guy on 65 at Clay Street trying to get a tire changed. 85 northbound at Forest, there is an accident in Prattville. Trees down across Indian Hills Road just before the Country Club. And in Elmore County, Harris Road is closed due to flooding. That's a lot of stuff. Try to keep up. Get everything for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop the Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Profession Nail, Cuts by Us, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. A McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Rick Walker.
My friend and Cosmo Girl Chi-Town lady sent me a photo from the countryside area where they have a drainage creek, and it's at road level. So there are situations we know of and those that could happen if we get a whole lot more rain. So we'll be watching it all afternoon and bringing you the latest information. It's 4:13. I want to play this Mark Dice clip. Another fake news story. Can you imagine such a thing? It's just
shocking.
And this time it's not CNN for a change. It's CBS.
It's been a week since that liberal terrorist attempted to assassinate Republican members of Congress, and since the liberal media is just trying to move on and hoping that Americans forget all about it, I thought we would remind people and specifically highlight this aspect of the incident. This is Scott Pelley. He's the anchor for CBS, the crap broadcasting station, and here he is the day after the event saying that the Republicans brought it upon themselves.
It's time to ask whether the attack on the United States Congress yesterday was foreseeable, predictable, and to some degree self-inflicted. Too many leaders and political commentators who set an example for us to follow have led us into an abyss of violent rhetoric, which, it should be no surprise, has led to violence.
Wait. Self-inflicted. Yes, the Republicans must have just brought this upon themselves. I mean, I guess he is at least half right in that this is not surprising, but what's not surprising about it is that the liberal lunatics inspired and carried out such a terrorist attack. There's more fake news in his idiotic opening statement, which we need to clear up. So just listen again very carefully.
Too many leaders and political commentators who set an example for us to follow have led us into an abyss of violent rhetoric, which, it should be no surprise, has led to violence.
I'm sorry, Scott, you forgot to mention celebrities. Celebrity scum, like Marilyn Manson, who, in his song Satan, get it, Satan, is depicted as having sacrificed President Trump to Satan. Or like when the rapper, whose stage name is Big Sean, even though he looks like an anorexic skinny jean-wearing 12-year-old little girl, decided to go on a big radio station in New York City and say this.
And I might just kill ISIS with the same ice pick that I murdered Donald Trump in the same night with.
Or like when Jim Carrey said that he dreams of beating Donald Trump to death with a golf club. Or like when Madonna said that she dreams of blowing up the White House. Or when Mickey Rourke says that he dreams of bashing him in the face with a baseball bat. Or like when Kathy Griffin depicts herself as an ISIS terrorist beheading the president. Or like when Snoop Dogg depicted himself shooting President Trump in the face in one of his rap videos. Are you starting to see a pattern here? Of course, all the perpetrators are liberals. Of course, what else should we expect from CBS News, who are now literally claiming that they are real news? No, that's really their slogan. Their catchphrase now is, oh, we're real news. Really, trust us. Please, please, trust us. This, of course, from the same network whose previous anchor, Dan Rather, went to air with some fake news from some fake documents about President Bush's fake military service record, which, of course, turned out to be, well, you guessed it, fake. Oh, and one more thing about the attempted assassination of this congressman last week. When all the evidence about the perpetrator became clear that he was a radical liberal terrorist, then the Washington Post, the Washington Compost, just had another leak. They leaked another story, and they claim that President Trump himself is under investigation for obstruction of justice. And so, of course, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC all decided to shift their coverage from this attempted assassination of our congressman
onto this breaking news about the president now under investigation for obstruction of justice.
Isn't it an interesting coincidence that every time the Democrats start looking horrible and that there's a damaging story that's circulating in the media that the mainstream media really can't even ignore anymore, that the Washington Post all of a sudden has another leak and another groundbreaking story that, of course, shifts the focus onto that. Oh, and one more thing. Speaking of fake news, check out my new You Are Fake News t-shirt, which you can get in my new online store. Just check the link in the description of this video below. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching.
I think Mark deserves the plug because he does a pretty nice job of putting together the evidence. I am also posting this story on Facebook with the following commentary. Scott Pelley is an a-hole. Seems clueless as to where, I mean, the arrogance of that.
It's time to take a look.
Yeah, like we're out there, you know, holding up the president's head. We're out there assassinating him in plays. We're out there, you know, threatening to blow up the White House. And we never did any of that when Obama was president. We may not have liked him. We certainly disagreed with his agenda. Yet the Tea Party was accused of, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can you imagine if it had been a Trump supporter had shot at Democrats?
We would never hear the end of it.
Oh, Lord. It wouldn't have been some big unity kumbaya moment.
And they cannot take responsibility. The reason this is happening, the reason Donald Trump is in the White House, is because for eight years, you blew smoke up Obama's ass and refused to hold him to the same standard you would any other president. Because you were determined to make it appear that he was doing a good job. Well, guess what? You can't even look at the facts that this guy cost his party. Even somebody said it in the media today. I wish I could recall off the top of my head. They've lost 1,000 seats in legislatures across the country. The House and the Senate under Obama. And is it because his signature achievements were so great? Look at the mess that Obamacare is. Anthem, another health insurer, pulling out. There's a list of rate increases. In fact, I think I put those on Facebook earlier today. Let me scroll. Did you see the picture of Hershey at the main chimweenies?
He's a little scared at the vet.
Just a little bit there. Yeah, this is the story here. Check this out. This is a list of states. Obamacare, Arizona, 116% increase. Oklahoma, 69%. Tennessee, 63%. Minnesota, 59%. Alabama, 58%. And on and on and on. When we were promised we would save $2,500 a year. Well, you didn't mention that. You haven't held him accountable for one effing thing. So we held him accountable at the ballot box in 2012, 14, and then last year. That's why you are dealing with this horror named Donald Trump. You put him there more than anybody else. You did, liberals, by choosing to stick your heads up your ass for two terms because it made you feel good. Because you were more interested in political correctness and gazing at Michelle Obama's toned upper arms or whatever you were.
Oh, don't knock her biceps. They
spanking
are,
your
they
monkey.
Were incredible. Yeah, they were remarkable. Might have even had a dream about him. But I mean,
would you have you in a headlock or something?
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
No, but the subconscious wants what it wants. I'm not responsible for that.
But yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm preaching to the choir, and we all know this. We all know that everything I just said is absolutely true. But they persist. They persist. For Scott Pelley to go on TV and make a comment like that is just. And you know what? Their ratings are shrinking. Scott Pelley is leaving the CBS Evening News desk. They're getting rid of him. Well, who would watch? Who would go turn on the TV to be insulted by what you just heard? They don't seem to care. They're traitors. They're traitors to their profession. They're traitors to this country. Because they are incapable. They are constitutionally incapable of telling the truth.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day, whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
We will do that on rainy days. That's the best time to play the accident witness.
Oh, yes.
So, I'm just not in the mood to roll call today. I'm just not.
I hear you.
So we'll play that coming up in a couple of minutes. And again, there's a lot going on. Avoid 31 going into Prattville. You'll be rerouted as it is. There's a tree down near the entrance to Cooter's Pond. That's a situation. Somebody changing a tire on 65 at Clay Street. That's a wonderful location to...
Well, and I'm thinking because it is Thursday and because I personally think whatever health care reform they come out with, the Republicans do, is going to be a piece of crap and not solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We should play the owners.
That's a good idea.
Because that's why we're not going to get any actual reform.
And I have all kinds of... some of the stuff we put in years and years ago. Obamacare comedy bits. The 9-to-5 song. And here we are, stuck with a failing legislation, but we're stuck with politicians that promise to fix it and can't bring themselves to do it because they're cowards.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryder.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Eddie cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLukeChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke
Choir. License number 84417.
Hey, my name is Benji with Marguerite's. If you're looking for diamonds, we have the largest selection around. We are the exclusive dealer of Forevermark diamonds. We also have a tremendous selection of mountings for you to choose from. 18 karat, platinum, we have all the metals that you want. We have all shapes and sizes and colors as well. Plus, if you need any repairs, we have the best repair department. We can take anything you can imagine, we can make it. We really make it. We're located at the Cornerstone Shopping Center. Just look for the Big M. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6:30, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the beautiful to behold, but built to be driven C-Class. You select its driving dynamics to fit the mood you're in and the road you're on. Lease the 2017 C300 Sports Sedan, an IHS top safety pick, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
The monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard of Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is authentic. It happened on a rainy day, and it's always a better play on a rainy day.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's holding his hand.
She's on his face and he's on his feet. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out too. There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman that's she's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it in his side. Oh, there's another one that it's a little woman looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this new big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, I'm facing him. okay, he's up on the The little woman just beamed him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
Come on down and party with me. More beer, you slappy wag.
If there must be a bar, I can finally get a drink.
I need to drink beer.
You need bar beers.
And as you know, I like my beer. Beer don't by itself.
I'm having a beer.
Yeah. Come on down and party with me. Say, hey, bartender. Hey, man, look at here.
Free beer. I'm a booze hound.
I don't want your
okay, meet me at the bar in 15 minutes and suit up.
Would you like some more champagne?
I'd love some.
Who's ready for margaritas?
Fireball.
All right, last call, fellas. It's closing time.
Ah, crap. I'm not even half buzzed.
Beer.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news.
Weird
news.
News of the weird.
This is, we just played the happy hour theme there. And this is a drinking story.
Oh, yes.
And I thought it was fake news at first, but it's true. There's a hotel in Canada that was robbed of a preserved human toe, which is used as an ingredient in its unique signature drink.
Ew.
The Sourdough Saloon at Dawson City Downtown Hotel.
Sourdough Saloon.
Yeah.
It sounds like quality stuff.
Was enraged by the theft of the toe used to create its sour toe cocktail. This actual human toe is dropped in a shot of whiskey that the drinker must swallow until the toe touches their lips. Now, let me ask you. Would you do that?
I don't buy that it's actually somebody's toe. They're claiming that. Yeah, I mean, if somebody... I might do it.
The manager of the hotel said the toe was cured and solved for 6 months. It was donated by a guy who had to have it surgically removed.
Okay.
So what does that mean? That means it was infected or filled with pus at one time. Somebody has already been fined $500 for attempting to steal it. And now, whoever they catch for this theft is facing a $2,500 fine. But just the idea...
It sounds like fun, to be honest. It's one of those, like, let's do embarrassing things together and bond over it. Gross things. I mean, it's... I'm not, you know, chomping at the bit to do this.
Hey, look it. There's President Prickhead. Obama comes out swinging against healthcare bill.
Oh.
you know, and he's in many places still the president.
Well, and this is funny, the reaction to the Senate health care bill. The Senate health care bill, by any objective standard, is more generous than the House bill. More tax subsidies that account for people, especially of a certain age, of higher medical costs, a longer phase-out period for the Medicaid expansion, essentially means more money from the federal government. How did Democrats react? Like Bernie Sanders, oh, this bill is even worse. Like, it's, how is it even worse? If your complaint was that we're not having enough federal money go to high-risk pools into Medicaid, and the Senate does that, how is this worse than the bill you're claiming?
Mr. Elephant Balls has, quote, those with private insurance will experience higher premiums and higher deductibles with lower tax credits to work if it. God! That's already happened! You did that! I mean, the chutzpah.
The hubris.
That. He makes me sick, physically ill. Go away. You're the reason this whole thing is going on. You're the reason this country is in the condition it is, because you spent 8 years chopping people into different groups, pitting one against the other. And your party is the one that is a hate-filled collection of douchebags.
Our top story. Business owners are slashing employee hours due to new healthcare law.
100,000 billionaires.
A missing white person.
Hey, Fisher. $5.
I wake up in the morning 10 minutes late. I hit the snooze like a Chris Brown date. I brush all my teeth. I'm driving and I'm on my way.
This is another one of the benefits.
But I'm bored when I walk into the joint. I'm more confused than Joe Namath with a coin. My boss's memo says starting today.
Oh. I'm working 1-5. My hours keep on falling. Yeah, I'm not full time. And the creditors keep calling. Said I could keep my plan. I'm no longer a believer. New deductible so high you think it's devil's driven the people. I'm working 1-5. Not trying to be controversial, but I'm home and I'm watching J.G. Wentworth commercials. Say goodbye full time and hello to underemployment. Cause I'm working fewer hours than a Flappy Bird high score. I'm working 1-5. No, I'm no longer out there toiling. My work schedule is less complete than a Sochi toilet. For the New York Times telling me it's liberating. From what it isn't clear, I guess employee compensation. I'm working 1-5. Insecure and broke, that's right. Working 1-5. Like the Obamacare website. I'm working 1-5. It's just a simple task. It's like they drilled the Keystone XL pipeline directly up my
ass. You know, they, you hear the story about the documents that they're looking for? The unmasking documents?
Yes, yes.
And they're already in the Obama library. So you have to either issue a subpoena or the president can ask for it. But why are they there? Because they're covering up crimes. God. Yeah, I don't care if there's a war. And they got to find something on him. There's something that... but for him to come out, that's like taking a giant crap and then blaming everybody else but yourself for it. And we tried, man. We tried. I remember when Scott Brown was running for an open seat in Massachusetts. It was Ted Kennedy's seat. Yeah, it was.
Hmm.
And he represented the vote that could have blocked this disaster from actually happening. And I don't know how they ultimately got around it, but we had people that drove or flew to Massachusetts to work phone banks up there. And I'll never forget the miracle of him winning that election, a Republican, a rhino, albeit, but a Republican taking a seat from Ted Kennedy. And they still got it through by one vote. And so because of one, and that was the Bart Stupak
mm-hmm.
vote. that was bought with, whoa, Richard, no, abortion, whatever the worry was. Of course, that was a joke, too. And yet, he just comes out swinging today. What a unbelievable. This is what politicians do. They create a giant problem and then make speeches about how they're going to fix it. But when it comes to chutzpah, man, there is nobody with more than him. It's just mind-boggling. 4:36. Perhaps as you were driving around in this rough weather, you might have been concerned about your tires. You feel like they're holding the road. You know, your tires shouldn't just hold the pedal. They should grab it. You feel like you have paws on the ground. Well, if you've been putting off the purchase of tires, don't. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, now has available every major name brand at a true wholesale price. They've eliminated the middleman. They have a big Michelin closeout sale going on now. When you call them for pricing on tires for your car, they quote a price that includes professional installation. So if you're ready, they got three locations to take care of you. And if you need an accommodation so you can make this happen for yourself, they'll drive you back to work. They'll pick you up from your office. If you work downtown for the government, perfect. 408 Madison. And they'll get you where you need to go. They try to take all the inconvenience out of the equation for you. 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And serving South Montgomery at 3521 McGee Road. And, of course, certified technicians can handle everything from warranty repairs to your basics, the works, the oil change, the fluid checks, the tire inspections, and all that they do. And with a big smile, too. So stop by when you're ready for tires at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Now, it's been a mess today.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Dozier Road near the toll bridge is closed due to a traffic accident. Find an alternate route, so says the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And over in Prattville, Highway 31 is still closed at Candlestick due to a tree falling on a power line. Power lines are down all the way across Highway 31, north and southbound lanes. Power company is en route to raise the power line so that traffic can begin to flow again. So until then, Highway 31 is still closed. We also had some other stuff. Elmore County, trees down on Pecan Road and Cusada Road. So be careful in all those areas. Lots of stuff going on out there this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota has special pricing. It's only available on the lot. Check out their front row specials with purchase prices on the cars. The savings are incredible right now at Reinhardt Toyota, and they're open until 8 p.m. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURE.
Presentation is made for the quality of legal services to the performance greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm a news reporter, and that means my smile always has to be camera ready. That's why I have dental coverage through Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. Blue Cross has taken care of me for years. They have great dental plans, and enrolling is easy.
With an individual or family dental plan from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, you're guaranteed coverage, and your benefits include routine exams, cleanings, and x-rays. Our individual dental coverage starts at just $21 a month. That's a lot to smile about. So go to alabamablue.com/greatsmile and enroll today.
When it comes to taking care of my smile, I trust Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama.
Learn more about dental coverage starting at $21 a month at alabamablue.com/greatsmile. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty. That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we service what we sell.
All right, things have calmed down, but we're not quite out of the woods just yet with the weather. We have Fox Business coming up. We'll talk to Brandt after 5. Just say hi.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I was just going to play your recorded forecast.
Okay. I was going to tell you, I'm going to be switching from this weather center to our remote weather center at my house.
So, oh, well, good.
So, and, you know, been here about 12 hours. So,
yes.
That's what I'm going to do. Right now, I don't see any cells that worry me particularly, but in a situation like this, it is kind of volatile. So, there are no tornado warnings right now. I'm a little out of breath because I ran up the stairs. But when tornado watch continues
here,
till...
You know, it would help if you started smoking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let me do that. What other bad habits could I pick up? Tornado watch till 10. Flash flood watch still in effect. We've had prolific rainfall totals. What else can I tell you except showers and storms will continue in the forecast for tonight. More scattered showers and storms tomorrow, but the best tornado threat moves to extreme North Alabama tomorrow, we hope. That's the plan anyway, as we get rid of Cindy. Really funny that Cindy came ashore near Lake Charles, and all the bad weather is in Alabama. And I mean it, all the bad weather is in Alabama.
I zoomed out on the radar, and that is so true. There's a little circulation with a little rain around it, and then all the stuff is hitting our fan, if you know what I mean.
All the warnings are here, so it's a very lopsided storm. And goodbye, Cindy. We don't like you. And did you see somebody posted little pictures of Cindy Brady showing the storm?
I wish I had
track of the storm.
Received that. They've done that with other storms in the past, and it's always going to get a kick out of those.
All right, so we're going to reset, all right? And okay. Bailey and I will see you in the morning.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good night, Bailey. All right, and that special appearance was brought to you by...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, this blurb just texted to me by Zach from Fagan Pools. Wondering if anybody called in about the tree down on the Tollbridge Road. Landed on a car, but the road is shut down and will be shut down for a good minute. He says, I am stuck in it. Sorry about that, Zach, but we appreciate the heads up on yet another tree situation. That's been the big troublemaker down
trees.
Well,
I guess you were talking about the other day. It's not really winds, though that's involved, but the ground is being wet so much.
Yes.
It's soaked. To where the roots aren't staying in.
Yeah, it's been pretty much relentless for a while now, so hopefully things will start to dry out and calm down. I'd like to go see the Biscuits play Saturday night.
That'd be great. Well, and it's days like this where I remember you, and this is why you get a dog sitter, but days like this is where I worry about the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha.
Oh, yeah.
He's fine. Thunder doesn't scare him or anything, but...
Well, Mr. Big, you know, both of them went to see Cade this morning. Mr. Big Stuff had his Thunder shirt on today, so Hershey was the man. Yeah, I'm not scared of this lightning and thunder, jaunty little steps. And by the way, give me some ice cream. 4:45, here's Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network. Red, white, blue, and traffic. A lot of it. According to the AAA, July 4th holiday travel is expected to hit a record with more than 44 million Americans taking a trip. 37.5 million people will be driving to their destinations. And why not? Gas prices just keep dropping and dropping. The national average for regular unleaded now falling for its 20th straight day. Meantime, you're probably seeing fewer for sale signs in the neighborhood. Real estate website Zillow saying that the number of homes for sale dropped last month by the fastest pace we've seen in 4 years. Turns out more families are looking to rent a house, at least for now. But if you are in the market for a piece of the American dream, you're in luck because mortgage rates are still very low. The average 30-year fixed rate ticking down just a little bit to 3.9%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Neil Cavuto.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Mattress Firm, and it is Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. Mattress Firm is kicking off the summer with daily deals, everything from free pillows to 50% off mattress brands you love. Visit one of the three locations right here in the River Region today to see what the daily deal is today. And with over 15 queen sets under $999.99, there's something for everyone. And Serta mattresses at Mattress Firm from just $399.99. And it's all about that base. An adjustable base is perfect for binge watching your favorite show or reading a good book. Right now, you can get a free adjustable base with select purchases at Mattress Firm. So shop early and don't miss their best financing offer, 0% APR for 6 years. Come in today. Take advantage of that free financing. You can start sleeping happy for as little as $15 per month. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, subject to credit approval. Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Get familiar with the unfamiliar in the 2017 Subaru Outback. Symmetrical all-wheel drive plus a fuel-efficient 33 miles per gallon. It's a 2017 IIHS top safety pick with Subaru EyeSight and HID headlights. Now through June 30th, get financing as low as 0% for 48 months. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or visit us on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition fee, all rebates to dealer, negative equity may be applied to new home offers, don't combine.
Mark, the cabinet door fell off again.
I'll get my screwdriver.
No, you won't. Not this time. Karen and Scott just had their kitchen redone by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations. This time I'm calling a pro.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Drill, it's back to the charger for you and back to the man cave for me.
Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations and save money. CCR can upgrade your kitchen for less than you can imagine. CCR offers choices. If you're building new and want all new custom-built cabinetry, give Eddie a call. They'll design and build your perfect custom kitchen. If you need to renovate, cabinet refacing can save you thousands. Call Eddie and save. Reface with oak, maple, or many other varieties of stained wood. Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations at 523-1149. He has plenty of options available. Put a new face on your kitchen. It's affordable. Call 523-1149. Custom Cabinet Renovations, 523-1149. And remember, it's your choice. Replace or renovate.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of the ho-hum boredom of everyday driving?
Yes.
Want to spice things up?
Yes.
Then you need to call the Emily Hayes Driving School. It's life in the fast lane when Emily Hayes teaches you how to get in your car and go. Emily will teach you how to put the pedal to the metal, how to straighten out the curves, and what to say when you pass those speed limit signs. It's a proven fact that driving too slow can cause these ailments.
Headaches, muscle pains, fever, bleeding from the lungs, meningitis, kidney failure.
Some people drive fast, but they don't drive Emily fast.
I think it stems back to when I had braces.
So call. That's once again. ring in and ask for Miss Hayes.
Don't call me Miss Hayes. That just frosts my pajamas.
Call the Emily Hayes Driving School and call them today.
.451 got to meet some of the family, Emily's family, last night. The Porterfields were at Baumhauer's last night. Big group. And our, and I say this as a term of endearment, our collection of misfits at the round tables, you know. A lot of folks there last night, and the weather gave everybody an excuse. But they came out, and I really appreciate that. That speaks to your devotion. Oh, and Brandon Turner from MPB with his family and his kids. And I invited the kids. They're big fans of the show, and I love the fact the kids enjoy the sound effects and some of the toast, you know, some of the funny stuff we play. But I invited them to come hang out with us some afternoon.
Absolutely.
See how all this magic happens, and they're real excited about that.
I love doing that.
I do, too. You know, and look, I had a long conversation with Rich about this. When I was 10, 11 years old, that's when I really wanted to be a weatherman on TV like Harry Volkman in Chicago.
Right.
And we went down to the NBC studios, which are in the Merchandise Mart, which at the time was the world's largest building in terms of total volume. Eventually, I worked there for a couple of years. And we get in the elevator. We didn't know what would happen. We get up to the 19th floor, and the door opens, and Harry Volkman is standing there, the big weather guy.
Holy cow,
we said. And we didn't know how to react to this, that he was getting on the elevator with us.
And it's funny because, like, I'll tell folks, oh, what do you do? I'm like, I work on radio. I do several shows. And sometimes folks tend to think, I don't know, maybe I come across as arrogant, like, oh, you think you're a big deal. I'm like, no, I'm telling you about it because it's a fun job. Definitely not a big deal. Not like Greg was in Miami.
That sounds like the green-eyed monster there, what you're just describing.
I suppose. It's just, I don't know, it's fun when, like, kids come in and it's, like, something new and magical to them.
Because
you can do this job day in, day out and forget, like, damn, we're lucky. This is a fun job.
Mm-hmm. You are correct. That's how it works. Tomorrow will be All Request Friday. And Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are going to come
by. Oh, that'll be a fun Friday.
They are amazing. I really look forward to that. And this coming Wednesday at Baumhauer's, Troy King is going to be our special guest. So, and, you know, he's up for conversation about anything. Brilliant guy. Just a brilliant guy. But, you know, really, really down to earth. That was my takeaway from last Friday when he hung out with us. Because you see people on TV, you see them in action, you know, dealing with issues on behalf of the state and so forth. But when you get them in the clothes they like to be comfortable in and just hanging out and with no worries about who they're speaking to and that kind of thing, that's another benefit of what we do. We get a perspective on some of the names in the news that you can't get any other way. 454, we mentioned the toll bridge thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to play this clip because I've said I don't dislike or hate Martha Roby. She's our representative, and this was her comment today on the Senate Obamacare repeal bill.
So we're taking a look at the Senate bill right now, but at least they've got a bill. Hopefully they can pass it, and at that time we'll reconcile the differences between the House and the Senate bill. But it's a step in the right direction. Obamacare is failing, and we've got to repeal it and replace it with policy that makes healthcare more accessible, more affordable, and that's not run by the government. Alabama's premiums have skyrocketed. This is important to me because my constituents are hurting under the current law. Premiums in Alabama have increased over 200%, which is the highest in the nation. So my hope is that we can continue this process, move in the right direction. The Senate will pass a bill, and we will work to get this done.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what, thank you for sending that, Todd Stacey. You know what gets me is this story we touched on about 10 or 15 minutes ago, Obama comes out swinging against repeal. Hey, asswad. Are you that clueless? Did you not see that Anthem is pulling out of this disaster? That there are 20 counties in Ohio that have no choice in the marketplace, and you want to defend this? He wants to defend the indefensible. And it's for people like that the word chutzpah was invented.
Absolutely. Though I listened to Martha there, and I think she has it absolutely right on the goal. More access, more affordability, and not run by the government.
Exactly.
But I sit over here as a libertarian going, yeah, the Republican Party's not going to do that. It's not.
Well, I can't blame you for feeling that way, and I'm going to be skeptical until I see it.
Well, is anybody talking about actually getting rid of Medicaid and Medicare? They account for most health expenditures in this country.
Do you know, I got my Social Security statement. I think everybody gets it around this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Where they show you, and it goes all the way back to your first job. Mailing shoes! What you paid in, and how much you paid into that fund and your Medicare.
Right.
And I was shocked. It's like, I have put 70-something thousand dollars into Medicare. So, and plus what we pay per month to contribute to our own insurance here, which has skyrocketed, as Martha pointed out. I'm paying for health insurance I haven't used yet, and I don't know if I'm going to live to use it. In the meantime, they're taking all of this money and giving it away to people that don't belong here. And they have issues trying to figure out why people are mad or why the Democrats can't win a district. This has something to do with it, I would venture to guess.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've remodeled, added large appliances, or have breakers that trip, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't take chances with your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole house surge protection system at no additional charge with your electrical panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for details today. Some restrictions apply.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Now I know Christmas is months away, but the folks at AC by Luke Choir have been exceptionally good this year. So I had a few extra goodies to drop off to them, and now they want to pass them along to you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Get all the details on Christmas in July at acbyluquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and AC by Luke Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. A free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with a purchase of select new carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. Let's go, Rudolph. Next stop is the dry cleaners for this suit.
License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Mattress Firm, and it is Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. Mattress Firm is kicking off the summer with daily deals, everything from free pillows to 50% off mattress brands you love. Visit one of the three locations right here in the River Region today to see what the daily deal is today. And with over 15 queen sets under $999.99, there's something for everyone. And Serta mattresses at Mattress Firm from just $399.99.